Bruce and Octave was arrested last night after an incident at his Pembroke Pines.
Rapper Kodak Black.
And it's unclear at this hour what's going to happen with Kodak Black.
You my girl, you my shorty. If I call on you, know you falling through shorty. I wanna be down with you, baby, like you hold me. I wanna be down with you, baby, like you hold me. Is you making time for me, baby, like my rollie? I want you to ride for me, baby, like my rollie. And I ain't gon' lie, I can't even much fork it. Lately, I've been stacking all the paper like it's poor. Life a game till I die, nigga, I ain't gon' forfeit. She done want for me to come and paint it like a portrait. She don't want for me to put her up like she a trophy. Selling white girls, selling soul, all a Sophie. Running game like it's poetry. Young nigga charging to the game like a Murphy. She FaceTiming with a meme. Took out the punch burger, put her in a beamer. My bitch 19 of her, she bad like she Trina. I'm doing me, drinking tequila, smoking sativa. I make time cause you my baby. It's like I'm busting out of the AB.
I want to see inside the pussy. Like, I don't want to see no hint of what the vagina might be.
Hair.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to
see some lips.
I'm trying to see some organs. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it like, I want it to be like a med school video. Let me see the inner workings.
Yeah, trying to see this autopsy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
trying to see the inner workings and mechanisms.
Your anatomy.
I'm trying to see what makes that thing tick. You know what I'm saying? I don't like softcore porn. I want to see where the oh, I want to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, but you don't want it to, you like softcore, but you don't want it to be like too hardcore.
Yeah, man. Cause I was like, oh, I hate to say how young I was when I started watching.
You could have been younger than 10, right?
I want to say around 9 or 10, because okay. That's when I discovered, like, HBO and the Cat House and the Real Estate. And I thought that was the bee's knees, because I was like, titties. Yay.
Oh.
But then, when I first saw one of my first blank DVD,
man. I found one of them just laying around the crib.
Oh, you already know how do you get those.
Just laying around the crib. I'm like,
you know,
what the fuck is this? Because I'd already,
the
HBO thing was already, that was done. That was phase one.
Yeah, I was like, this is cool now.
Cat House.
You know.
That joint laying around the crib. Pop that thing in.
I was like, he's in there.
They're showing it. Like,
they're showing the neck.
Whoa, boobs. What?
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
I think it was like Booty Hunter or something.
It's probably a Booty Talk.
It was crazy. Yeah, it might have been a Booty Talk.
It had to be a Booty Talk.
I'm like, what?
Those are legendary.
That shit was wild, bro.
Shout out to porn.
But
what's going on, everybody?
What's up,
it's Not That Serious, the podcast. You already know. We're back. It's Big Mike.
LZ.
Let me say a couple things.
State of the Union PSA.
Yeah, let's do a PSA, State of the Union, you know what I'm saying? Let's first say we did not have sexual relations with those women. You know what I'm saying? Let's start off with that. But in regards to the last episode, basically, it might sound a little funky. You know, it was our first time doing an episode where we had a guest, but the guest not in the room with us.
Yeah.
So we were trying different methods of how to get that done. We thought we had one that worked. Okay. And you know
it's not like it sounded horrible. It was all right, but it's not the quality that you can thoroughly enjoy day in and day out.
You know,
so we
want
to make it as enjoyable as possible.
Exactly, because for some reason, some of y'all look forward to this.
Getting text messages.
I don't know why. We get messages.
As soon as we put it up, it was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. I didn't know you were really checking for nigga, it like that.
We got torn under fire, my nigga. Thanks. But so we're still kind of working on that. I went in, did some editing. I tried to clean up as best I could. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make it up to you guys. We put that out yesterday. We put that out today. We're going to put this out when this comes out. And
yesterday,
you know, time is relative.
Yeah. I mean, time's not even real.
Yesterday's tomorrow. So we got that coming out. We got this one that we're doing right now, and we're gonna have a bonus episode with Nadira again. We're gonna finish that Kanye bracket. We're not doing Kanye today because she's not with us right now.
Yeah.
But later on in the week, you should expect another little bonus episode with her.
Yeah, it's probably just gonna cover.
And it's probably Kanye bracket. we're just talking strictly
Yeezus.
Strictly Yeezy. You feel me? But other than that,
man,
yeah,
it has been an eventful. What, 5 days? Not
man,
even. Like,
it hasn't even been. Man, it's been
like
listen,
4 days, bro. That was the longest.
Before we even kick any of this off, shout out to the sponsors. Oh, you already know. Yeah. Shelby and them over at Garden Apparel, at Garden App Clothing on Instagram. You know, shout out to him. Check him out. He got a website out coming soon. You know, different colors, different colorways. Check out his clothing. Mm-hmm. Check out his book.
Yes.
He's a young entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Black man trying to do things right. You know what I'm saying?
Doing the credit thing as well. If you need your credit fix, hit him up.
Yeah.
He does it all, man.
He does it all, man.
Trades. And he's also, I think he might still be trying to play ball overseas.
He also sells meth.
Yeah.
But
there's that.
You know what I'm saying? Also a little cocaine on the side.
A little coke on the side.
But
so you need your daily fixing.
And we're still here with the, I'll let you do it.
Oh, yeah. You know I like
this
to
is what
it.
You do.
The hibiki.
The hibiki.
Let me pop the pussy for you.
The hibiki get me sneaky, get me freaky, hiki, hiki.
Oh, man. Yeah, shout out to that. And then also shout out to Jack Daniels. We will have that for the next episode. I'm definitely buying that. And also, if you haven't been able to tell, our voices might sound a little better.
A little even silkier.
Excuse my French, but it might sound a little.
Babe, I want you to put a dollar away in my mouth.
Because we both have microphones now.
Yes.
We don't share mics anymore.
That's
I have
right.
mine. Mike has his.
That's right.
Eventually we'll get another one. But, you know, joint voices over here smelling like, you know, that good macaroni.
Exactly.
Just start.
We're just all that to say this. You know, we're growing.
We're growing.
The empire is growing.
Right in front of your faces.
You know what I'm saying? It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're not showers, baby. We're growers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once we get growers. Out the shower.
Yeah. It's go time.
You slap us around a little bit, and you'd be surprised what you'll find. We may not seem like much at first.
Yeah.
Upon first glance.
Yeah.
Bat us around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Play it a little bit.
Yeah. Jingle the jangle.
Yeah. I mean.
But you say, yeah. It's, but before we talk about what's happening this week, I just want to share this little story.
Because,
you know. You know I've been on this job hunt, right? You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, I've been searching for the job. You know what I'm saying? Post-grad, college life shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I'm in somewhere in Mercer County. I forget where I was.
Mm.
No, I'm in Hamilton. Mm. Hamilton, New Jersey.
Okay.
And it's this office building that's right next to the train station. No, I'm interviewing for like a little office job. So I'm like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So the lady, I'm doing the interview. I'm doing the interview real good, you know.
Yeah.
You know, black man trying to make a way, fill me, help me. I got the fill your quota smile.
Yeah.
Like, I can help you, you know, fill your quotas.
Yeah.
So she starts to take me on a tour of the office building. So she's showing me around. She's like, yeah, this is the copiers. This is the customer service. You know what I'm saying? This is finance. And then out the corner of my eye, I see the flattened fast.
Oh, God.
I've seen in a good measure of while. And I'm like, you ever seen like ass in suit pants?
It was a suit pants? I was going to say, was it a skirt?
Yeah, it was professional booty.
Oh, wow.
It was power suit butt.
Wow.
And it was like, yo, it was, each step was a wobble. It had its own,
had its rhythm.
Yeah. It was doing the maraca. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ass was doing the Harlem shake. Gets, oh my goodness.
Getting light.
I heard Diddy in the background when I, it was crazy.
Jeez.
So it was walking. I'm like, and all I hear, yeah, just whoop, 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 whoop.
When you falling that
and
ass.
I'm just watching.
This
I'm
a black
like,
woman, by the way. Or?
You already know.
I mean, hey, you know,
you
never know.
Yeah, it was one of the queens,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just following in it, and I almost like she made it. The lady that's giving me a tour, she took a left. but I almost kept going straight. I'm like, you ever seen Superbad? Remember when McLovin was following a girl with the thong?
Yes.
That's how I was. And I was like, damn. But yeah, I didn't get to see her face though. Damn. So we made a laugh.
It don't even matter.
Definitely. Yeah, but yeah, I just had to share that little. Almost blew an interview over some ass.
Well, that's how it usually goes, right?
Yeah, that's.
Ain't that what usually happens? You know what
I'm saying? I'm out here.
Man, yeah. Shout out to you.
Yeah. Shout out to that ass. Shout out to you. I hope your day's going well. You know what I'm saying?
Sure it is. I'm sure somebody.
I hope your edges are laid.
I'm sure somebody blowing that back out right now. Yeah. Just pounding.
Just go crazy, man.
Yeah, like the Carolina.
Make sure you eat it too. Make sure you eat it too, bro.
Oh man.
Speaking of eating butt, it's a lot.
Hold up. We're gonna do. We haven't done sports in a minute, so we're just gonna talk about March Madness for a second before we get to the rest of the madness.
All right.
Because the madness.
The madness is real. Let me do a quick shout out to them boys, Kentucky Wildcats. The Tuck Bowls, you already know.
I'm surprised I'm still in it, to be honest. But yeah, whatever.
You know what I'm not surprised? The motherfucking Tar Heels ain't in it no more.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm a Tar Heels fan, but I knew it was going to be rocky because we were butt basically all season. So.
Hey, who'd y'all play?
Fucking Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
Yeah. My other squad, too, Texas, they lost.
It was a team with a bunch of Quavo-looking-ass niggas.
With a bunch of fucking...
Offset niggas.
Hella offsets.
Hella bottom grills in the Gatorade.
Yeah.
But, but March Madness has been wild, like...
Yeah, University of Virginia took an early exit.
Mm-hmm.
Took it
to... Arizona.
Well, actually, Virginia... You know, they made history the first number one seed to lose to a
I did not know that.
In men's basketball. Women's it happened, but men's basketball, that was the first time ever.
I did not know that was the first one seed ever. Mm-hmm. I was shocked at 16. That.
It might have happened with a 15 seed and whoever, but the first 16 seed and the number one seed. Because usually the 16 seed.
It's ass terrible.
These niggas, I can't even say they're ass terrible. They're just a super tiny, small school from the middle of nowhere. So they, you know, they get their shot. And, you know, when you get your shot to play in the tournament, you have to play against, you know, the best team.
Right.
So.
Oh, and shout out to UMBC, even though they just got booted out. You know what I'm saying?
I knew it wasn't going to last long.
Yeah, it wasn't going to last long.
Man, shout out to them for making it that
far. Yeah, the point guard was 5'7", bro.
Yeah.
It's not too much you could do. Like, I was just watching him going around the point guards that's the opposing point guards that's like 6'4", and I was just like, poor little Tink Tink.
They were trying, though.
Yeah, they were trying hard.
They didn't go out without a fight.
The little engine that could, and that was UMBC. Shout out to y'all and y'all.
There's still a couple of teams left, though, who's still in it. There were some smaller teams in it that...
Loyola?
Yeah, Loyola. They beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because they beat Miami first, and then they came, you know, turned around and beat the number three seed, who was Tennessee. And that was kind of wild. My bracket, if you made a bracket, man, RIP to your bracket, because I know it's fucked up. There's no way you got everything right, or even astronomically close. Yeah. So, shout out to you. My best bracket is at 43% right now.
How does that work anyway?
I really don't know. Like, you can make as many brackets as you want. And, you know, you kind of just pick the teams, you know, that you believe are going to make it. Mm. So, my Sweet 16, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that I got right who I thought were actually going to be there. So half of them I thought were going to be there, and half of them, you know, I picked somebody else. So it's looking all right for me, I guess, but it's still trash because a lot of niggas took an early exit, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I think the lowest seed now is like Syracuse is near 11. I just checked.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Adam. Shout out to
Syracuse. Yeah, that's Adam's squad.
You know what I'm saying?
All the ones except for Virginia are still in it.
Yeah. Shout out.
Actually, no. Who's the one from the West?
I think it was Arizona and they left.
Was it Arizona?
Oh, no. Was it Arizona?
No, it wasn't
somebody.
Arizona. Who was the one from the West? Xavier.
Xavier, they're still in it.
Yeah, they're still in it, right? No, they lost. No, Xavier lost.
They did?
Yeah, Xavier lost to Florida State. So they're
Yes, they did. Damn. Yes, they did. I didn't yes, even they realize did. That. Yes, they did.
They didn't really make that a big deal. I mean, I guess they did. Maybe I just missed it.
Mm-hmm.
But
Yeah, I don't think March Madness continue. They don't continue until Thursday. So it's been exciting, man. It's been a lot of sports.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Quick soccer update for the non-Americans out here. shout out to Liverpool and Mo Salah.
Salah, right? Yeah, he had a great game.
What a 4-goal rip against the Watford.
Wait, he scored 4?
He scored 4 goals.
That's some messy shit right
4
there.
Goals and 1 assist.
No pun intended. That's some Lionel Messi shit.
Shout out to the Egyptian king, Mo Salah. You know what I'm saying? As we take over the Premier League. You know what I'm saying? You got a couple of fuck teams out to get out the way. But, you know, we're going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Shout out to y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Man City, I'm pretty sure we're still on top. Haven't checked.
Y'all are far and away. Like, y'all are.
It's like not even close.
Uncomfortably. Yeah, like, it's bad. You know what I'm saying?
It's chilling, man. You know, that's what happens when you're the greatest and shit. Like,
yeah, I mean, hey. You know what I'm saying?
You know, comes with territory.
I'm sure if we check that locker room with some HGH going on. Shout out to LeBron.
Speaking of LeBron, did you see how that nigga dunked on fucking, who was that, Mason Plumlee or something like that?
It was some,
I mean, in 10 years, we're going to be like, who the fuck is Mason Plumlee?
Some nigga that looked like Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Yeah, bro. It was wild.
Yo, LeBron, yeah, he ended that nigga career, bro. It's bad.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't say it was the best dunk of his career.
It was, but it wasn't. And the reason it might be is because he's in his 15th season.
Yeah, because he's so old, right?
And he's still dunking like that.
Yeah, he's still.
But he's only, what, 31?
Nah, no. He's like 33?
Let me see. I'm going to ask Siri. Hey, Siri, how old is LeBron? Oh, he's 33.
Yeah, 33.
I mean, hey.
Still very.
Hey, same age as Jesus, right? 33?
Sure.
He ain't Jesus, though.
Yeah. But, but shout out, you know, shout out to sports, you know what I'm saying? Sixers still rolling. Mm-hmm. You already know we do.
You know how that go.
Eagles sweeping up free agency with big moves.
Oh, wow.
We're doing things, man. Listen, I'm only 25.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have been following sports
heavily for past 5 years, maybe.
I would say the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Heavily. You know what I'm saying? I dabbled here and there. Mm. Soccer, I just started on soccer in damn near November.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's a weird place where all of my teams are doing well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For me personally, Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sixers are going to go to the playoffs. Yeah. I don't really follow baseball. Phillies, they're looking promising,
we're
I guess.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Liverpool, they're third place in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky's in the Sweet 16. They're favored to go to the Final Four.
Yeah, I think
it's kind of like I'm ready to wake up and be like in a Black Mirror episode where it's a loop and it's like, oh yeah, your team stink.
Yeah, you've been shitting yourself the whole time.
Yeah,
it's not real.
I'm just in a pile of my own poop. As the reality as well as the smell sets in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, speaking of smells, I went on Twitter earlier this week and I basically asked a question. I was like, what smell of liquor makes you have like a That's So Raven, like a flashback moment to a time where you were like, yo, I'm never fucking drinking again? Because everybody has that. Like, you've had those that one night and you drank one specific liquor, and by the end of that night, when you smelled that liquor again, you were like, absolutely the fuck not.
I have mine.
What is yours?
Mine is Svedka.
Svedka? I saw that a lot.
Svedka is very cheap.
Yeah.
Freshman and sophomore year of college type vodka.
When Pinnacle was fire.
Yeah, you know.
That was a terrible drink. So Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, God.
All of that.
When Four Loko was dangerous.
When it was dangerous, yeah. When he was like, yo, you ready to fucking die?
Yeah. You ready to live on the edge? You know what I'm saying?
So what happened with you and your schedule?
So I don't know if I told this story, but it was sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
At Montclair State, go Red Hawks.
Mm.
You know, my boys, you know, the gang. Mm. You know, we're all in the room. We're all in the room drinking. You know, we got some females in there. We're kicking. It's a cool little kickback.
Parlaying,
chilling. Nothing, you know, real nice. Like, real calm. You know? And so we're just drinking, and you know, throughout the course of the night, people start drinking less and less. Mm-hmm. But we have this big bottle of. But no. Let me precede this by saying, when we went to go get liquor, mm-hmm. We balled out because we balled out above our usual station. We got a bottle of green apple Ciroc.
Oh wow!
But the small one, but it was Ciroc though. Yeah. So
Ciroc is a scam, by the way. The bottle be mad skinny. It's tall, but yeah, there's not really a lot, you know, in there.
Exactly. We won't get onto that. It's like the bag of chips of the liquor world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
60% air.
Yep.
But shout out to Diddy scamming us forever like he did your artist in the '90s. R.I.P. Craig
Mack. R.I.P. Craig Mack, bro. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, that was wild. Mm-hmm. So we got the little bottle of Ciroc. We was feeling real good because we got Ciroc. And that was when Ciroc just came out.
Yeah, Ciroc was it.
So
new.
It was the shit. You had Ciroc, you was it, my nigga.
Yeah, he was living.
Yeah. So we had that. But then we had a little speck on the side to hold us over. Like, afterthought. Yeah. Hey, we going to be on the Ciroc, bro. You know what I'm saying? So he brings the Ciroc into the room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody, I don't know how it happened, we knock over the bottle of Ciroc, shatters.
All of it? Like
all of it gone. It's painting the floor. It's gone.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's done.
Damn.
The little green little circles on the floor on a piece of glass.
All done.
Done. Just, you know, we actually had a little funeral for the bottle. We wrote a sign for it. We called it, it was Peach Ciroc because we named it Peaches.
Wow.
And we wrote a little, say, R.I. Peaches. 2013, the good die young. The good die young. The good die young. Shout out to education.
Yeah.
So we lost the Ciroc, and all we had was Sveca. Mm-hmm. You know, we started drinking that, but then, we had no chaser, so it was just bad.
Oh, my. Y'all was drinking rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, we was drinking CD cleaner. Oh, my God. You can clean your windows with that shit.
Clean a PlayStation 1
CD. Yeah, get a PlayStation 2 disc.
Oh, man, just clean it.
Get that Spyro game going real well.
Spyro! Oh, my God.
So we drinking that, and then, you know, we starting to not want to drink it no more because it's death.
Yeah.
And, you know, my homie Lamar, shout out to him, you know, He's slyly. He's a tall, slender dude.
Like Slender Man.
Yeah, you know, sneakily goes over to the door.
Yeah.
Locks it. No calls for alarm yet. Maybe he wants to just keep the RAs away.
Yeah.
But then, you know, niggas start to leave. We're not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
He stops the music. He makes an announcement. He goes, listen, ain't nobody leaving this motherfucking room till we drink everything out this bottle right tonight. Nobody's leaving until we finish this bottle.
Why?
Record scratch. Freeze frame.
You probably wondering how I got here.
And it's the big bottle of Sveca, but it's so cheap. Mm. You got it for like $20, but it was like the bottle's
It gets you drunk so fast.
It's like the bottle's the size of like
a baby, a newborn.
Lonnie loves Monique's thigh. The bottle is thick. Not today, Monique. I'm talking about Nikki Parker, Monique.
Oh, man.
Hey!
You're talking about the one who's talking about sucking dick all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
So, big jump. We finished that, and it was just a mess. It was just, the taste is bad. Everybody ended up going to their own separate rooms and throwing up.
Ugh.
And it was just bad.
So, if you smelled that right now, you'd probably get drunk, wouldn't you?
I would. My stomach would turn instantly. And I'd have to get away from it because, like, when I go in the liquor store to this day and I see Sveca, I go,
yeah.
Like, my stomach, and I just keep it, yeah.
I saw a lot of people saying Burnett's. I saw a lot of people saying Henny, of course. A lot of Four Loko.
When are we, as the black community, going to acknowledge?
Never stop.
So we're stop. Not going to, we're not going to have a
Henny
talk.
Henny is good. Henny is good.
Henny is good.
Michael, it's just you.
I swear. I
know a lot of people don't like
it. I promise you, it's not just me.
I love it. Henny is good.
Well, you know,
you can just taste the
culture. You're Negrodian to a certain high degree.
I drink beer, so.
Yeah, you drink beer.
I can probably drink oil.
Like it's soda.
I can probably drink oil, like car oil. Like,
yes, you could drink a bottle of E5W30.
And squeaky clean on the inside.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
I'm ready to go.
be like the Tin Man in this bitch. No. But mine is E&J Apple. Because Apple. E&J Apple.
What a yeah. What a, why would you?
Yeah.
Why would they make?
Man, shout out. First of all, before I even tell this story, shout out to RT. I don't even know how you survived this night.
RT?
And you're laughing right now. You're going to get fired if you keep laughing, RT. But anyway. Right. 23rd birthday. So, yeah, 2 years ago, we went to Atlantic City. I don't think you were there.
No, I wasn't there. You didn't I was come. Not there.
We went to Atlantic City and, you know, we got all the drinks because it was my birthday. Shout out Pat. His birthday was coming up. Montel, his birthday was coming up. Adam's birthday was in May. You know, it's just a celebration, right?
Right.
So everybody's down there, and, you know, we're just in the room. All the dudes in the room were waiting to, you know, waiting for the girls because the girls had a separate room at the time, you know, for pre-gaming and stuff. They were getting dressed, whatever that may be. So we have, in our room, we have Henny. We got E&J. We had a lot of shit, right? So everybody's just drinking. And then we're like, yo, like, me and RT look at each other like, yo, you trying to take shots at this E&J? I'm like, shit, nigga, it's all right. Yeah, it's my birthday, nigga. Who cares, right?
And then it went badly.
Yeah, oh, man, it went south with an F. So, mind you, I had already been drinking Henny before that, straight. You know me. I drink my shit straight. So I'm just drinking Henny, and then we're just taking shots
like
at E&J.
Like a damn heathen.
I think by the time we had counted, we both had taken 11 shots of E&J Apple, right? And we're both sitting there like, damn, we are really fucked up. Mind you, this is probably all the girls' fault because they had made us wait so long to the point where we could even take 11
niggas
shots.
Niggas got antsy.
Oh, man.
Niggas got antsy to decide, let's drink till we die. But
the thing is, I was feeling mad good. Like, before we left, I wasn't super blasted drunk. I was feeling good.
Right.
I don't think I really got drunk until we got in the Uber on the way to the club, because I don't remember that, like, at all. Like, I'm just, like, not blackout, but I'm conscious, but I just don't remember, like, a lot of shit. I wasn't, like, aware. My awareness was on zero.
Right.
Right? So we get to the club, and I'm in the club. I remember I'm falling asleep. Like, I'm dancing, but my eyes are closed, and I'm just in full zombie mode at this point. Fucking RT.
Niggas in bath sauce mode?
Yes. Like, it was an out-of-body experience, because I could have swore I was asleep the whole time. So, I remember at one point, somebody says in this loud-ass club, I just remember looking over, and somebody's like, yo, where is RT? And everybody's like, I don't fucking know. Right? So niggas is trying to find this man. Nobody can find him in this big ass club. We're just looking for him, and the whole time I'm just fucking. But
so
I'm not.
Let me preface this by saying describing RT. RT is an Indian man with a full beard,
with a Sunni,
with a super Sunni.
But if you take a quick glance at him, you would think he's a dark skinned Puerto Rican or Dominican.
Yes. Very, very because definitely he, passes for Cuban.
Yes, and he can dress.
So he's and this. So you got a Cuban-looking Indian man with a full beard in Atlantic City. There's 30,000 of them niggas.
There's a lot of them
tricking,
man,
at all times.
Son,
so that's finding a needle in a haystack.
Random people like RT, let's go. It's not RT. Like, but the whole time they're trying to find him, I'm just fucking just drunk. Ugh. I just remember sitting there feeling. I don't even think I felt sick. I was just so sleepy. Like, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, man.
Eventually, they find him. I'm not going to go into all the detail about how we found him, but we found him. It was a mess. But I just remember.
How much throat was on him?
How much throat was on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to be.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was significant.
But to his defense, everybody was drunk, and I did end up throwing up that night, but I did not throw up like anywhere else. It wasn't projectile. But I do have a story about how I did that.
Projectile threw up?
Yes.
Sure, let's hear it.
So I believe it was sophomore year of college, niggas, you know, we went to a hookah bar, right? Just a hookah was cool.
Oh, the alcohol and the hookah mix.
It don't mix.
It don't.
So
it does not.
Fucking Peter. If you know Peter,
he Pita.
Pita. Nigerian, you know Peter. If you know Peter, you know him. You know, you just know, right? So he was like, yo, I made this dunkle juice, yo. I'm like, all right, man. It was good. Like, but the thing about it was jungle juice mixed with, like, sangria. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Let's be honest, Peter. He didn't know what you were doing. So he mixed, like, a lot of shit, right? So I'm just drinking it out of a water bottle because, you know, I'm nigga-fied up. Know what I mean? I'm just trying to get drunk. I ain't caring. Right. I'm drinking. We get to the hookah bar. Know what I mean? I'm smoking the hookah. I mean, I'm walking around lit, partying. At one point, that shit hit me like a boom, brick wall.
It's just boom.
The wall hit me. I'm like, holy shit. Niggas got to get out of here, right? So we're finally getting out, walking out, and I'm just in another time zone at this point. I'm in the fucking chalk zone, and niggas is walking out the door. And I'm like, yo, the door is 5 feet away. Peter was in front of me, right?
Right.
5 feet from being outside. Bleah!
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Projectile right onto the back of Peter's leg inside the hookah bar. Now, I don't remember the reactions of the people in the hookah bar, but I'm pretty sure they all said, get this nigga out of here.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
I would assume so.
That was the one time that I actually threw up on anybody and projectile. But other than that, I know my limit now. I can control my liquor. You will not see me acting a fool.
Yeah.
I'm a functioning drunk.
Right. I've only ever thrown up once, and that's because I drank and I smoked, and that was the... I drank in addition to smoking for the first time, and
never good.
It really wasn't that bad. Like, the throw up wasn't that bad, but it was just the fact that I threw up.
Yeah.
But speaking of throwing up and bad decisions and regrets, it was spring break this weekend past week.
Was it ever?
You know what I'm saying?
Was it ever?
It was a lot.
Went down to Miami.
So we, so you know,
their fucking minds.
Y'all know how spring break works. You know, the main destination is Miami, you know, Myrtle Beach, beaches of the name. But the main hit is Miami, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
And niggas went down there and fucking lost it.
Yeah, everything, bro. I mean,
they lost everything.
If
they lost
any of the picture. All they the lost, morals.
They lost their minds.
Dignity.
They lost their dignity.
Pride.
Morals.
Oh,
respect.
God. Self respect.
Girlfriends and boyfriends.
Yes.
So,
oh, man.
I'm gonna start off with the one story. Let's start off with the one story. So, okay, boom. Because there's a lot of foolishness that happened over here, and we get everything from Twitter. So this one young man,
shout out to you.
I forget your name.
Yeah,
dude posts a video of him.
Oh, Casanova. That's his name on Twitter.
Casanova, that some shit Twitter like that. Name, his name's Casanova.
Yeah.
So the nigga, he posts a video of him, you know, smacking a girl butt,
some girl's butt. But you know, regular Miami.
You know, like yo, he goes, yo, I'm built big wildin' last week.
Yeah,
wild. So the videos of him smacking some girl in the cheeks while she's shaking her butt, looks back at him. Shakes his butt, still smacking, looks back at him, keeps doing it, and then he turns around, starts to lick her butt.
Yeah.
Now he does that, you know, people do the whole, oh, yo, you living it big, bro. You know, the hood niggas that don't go nowhere.
they
look at shit like that and think it's extravagant.
Yeah,
yo, you doing it big, bro. Timberlands. So, you know, everybody's giving them props or whatever, and it's like, whatever, you know. But then the girl decides to DM him and goes, can you please delete this video? That's me.
Yeah. First mistake.
Mistake number one. Now.
Jesus Christ.
He then takes that as a sign to screenshot the DM and then goes, LMAO.
But my thing is, that's where she fucked up because nobody really knew.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known it was her.
At that point, you
made it messy.
You was a thought with no name.
Yep. Anonymous.
Anonymous. You was an anonymous hoe.
And she didn't even really do anything.
You didn't
she
do
was
nothing.
It was
really.
Miami.
He was Miami.
Nobody
was
thought anything of it.
But then the problem, problem comes in.
Bum, 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 bum.
So... once it becomes known who this girl is,
oh man, niggas some, went to dig
the
in?
Twitter investigators, aka Negrodian digging Twitter,
yep,
they go and pulls up the fact that, oh, she's not single.
Oh, she has a whole man.
She has a whole, like, she has a whole mate.
It just kept getting worse, bro.
A whole man. And then proceeds to tag the young man.
Yep.
And apparently this young man.
He plays at like a D2 football.
D2, he's a college athlete.
Uh-huh.
You know? So he's doing that and they tag him. So, what continues to be funny. Then they start pulling up the girl's old tweets,
talking about
how I'm a prize, and you gotta have self respect.
Oh man!
But you let old boy.
I don't know how my boyfriend's still with me. I'm crazy. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm not standing for nothing. I'm not standing for no cheating while she's getting her booty licked.
She out here getting her ass licked by some nigga in Miami.
By some nigga
on the street.
You know. And it was a lot.
Wouldn't know that nigga from a can of paint.
It is so. Jeez. And then that started a mess. Apparently, I think they broke up because somebody.
I don't think that's warranted.
Very.
You're getting your booty licked.
Yeah.
And people are trying to defend it like, oh, she was just living her best life.
This is the problem.
And tell me how she's a hoe because she was only doing this. He unnecessarily did that. She let niggas, that nigga do it.
Men could like a picture and it's war.
War.
War. Get a text message and it's war. You know what I'm saying? Get a DM and it's war. All right, so this is what I will say about dude. I guess I wouldn't post nothing. I would. I don't know.
If that was me in another life, fuck it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All of that. Him putting the girl out there after he DM'd her.
She's a stranger.
Probably shouldn't have did that.
He shouldn't have. That's what I said. He should have done that.
Probably should not have done that.
They are. Yeah,
you some strange bitch. I don't care about you.
Why the fuck would I care? He's still in the video. It's his video.
Niggas talking about
your face ain't even in it.
Yeah, talking about how you know they disrespected her by her autonomy. You know, niggas trying to pull that blah de blah shit. No, you're not gonna defend this woman. What she did was she was shaking her ass.
Yep, you know shaking her booty.
Felt a smack on her ass. Said, "Oh, that's a smack on my ass." Looked back. Looked at him. Confirmed, that's not my boyfriend. Then continued to turn around. Say no. Don't say stop. Don't say anything. Look and said,
Kept on shaking.
Then kept on shaking.
Oh,
felt the tongue. Well, that's wet and I'm not in the water.
Whoa.
And then still let it happen. You was out here. You was hoeing and you got caught.
You got caught hoeing. It's all right.
You got caught.
She messed up by telling a nigga to delete it.
Yeah, you did.
Because if she didn't do that.
Twitter is fast.
15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
24 hours and it's over.
That video would have been done by the weekend.
What? There was so much other shit happening. Like, do you see the video of the girl getting fucked in the elevator?
Yes.
And everybody started walking in?
Yes.
That was weird.
Shout out to the old. That's dirty. It was a video of the dude, fucking some girl in the elevator. You know.
Raw, by the way.
Raw. Well,
because why not, right?
You know, because...
Live your best life.
Live your best
at
sexually... Live your best sexually transmitted life.
Listen, man. At some point, you got to be labeled as dirty, bro. I'm tired of hearing this.
Whatever happened to... You're just a hoe.
Yeah, it just...
Sometimes, it's warranted. Sometimes, you're just a hoe.
She a hoe, he dirty.
He a dirty nigga, and you a hoe. And you a hoe dirty, dirty hoe life. And y'all can live y'all dirtiest hoe dreams and your hoeiest dirty, dirt hoe life.
As long as we call a spade a spade.
Yeah, a spade a spade. Because you know
y'all niggas not about to be out here acting like
so
that.
So he was
shit
hitting
fine.
The elevator, right? You know, he's doing his thing. And then this old head comes in.
His name was at least 45.
he's in there. He's down there for a conference at work.
This nigga...
He's down there
for a family reunion.
Yeah, for the Dunder Mifflin Saber printer conference. And then he just goes in and just sees.
Kind of minds his business, but at the same time, he's like, what the fuck is this?
He was minding his business, but curious at the same time. Like, you could have got off that innovator, but he was like, I only got like 14 more floors to go.
Man, well,
let's see what happens. Let's see if he busts or not.
Where's it going to go?
Where's he going to come? Man, I don't know.
That shit was wild.
Yeah.
And then the other video of the girl who was sucking dick, her friend walked in, and she was like, what?
No, she didn't. First of all, this is how I know you girls are disgusting. You just, This is why I say the things I say to some of you queens out there, because I know y'all don't take accountability for your actions.
They don't.
And you like to, like, skirt by different things. Like, niggas will know that we're garbage, you know what I'm saying, sometimes. But y'all really act like y'all be on some angel shit. Like,
shit cool.
You're not going to lie to me and tell me you're not going to Miami or any vacation area with all your girls to, you know, to hoe a little bit. You're going to do that. Stop lying.
Stop lying.
Y'all not about to just dance and look at each other. Y'all trying to rub some dick. You know what I'm saying? Y'all trying to pipe see. Y'all trying to pipe watch. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just like us.
Come
it's
on,
okay.
Son. Yeah, come on, son.
Don't lie to me. Don't pee on me and tell me it's rain. Unless you're Georgia Smith, and then you can pee on me.
You can rain on me.
Don't you think this pee on me? I don't want to move. I don't want to be to you.
Yeah,
just...
she can do whatever she
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, she can do whatever she likes, us. But yeah, like, yo, we all know what you out here trying, you know. Get some peen. Cool, but don't act like y'all
don't
out
act
here.
Like, hey,
oh,
just,
no, y'all on a 2-week Bible study trip, bitch. I know what you're doing,
a
though.
Trip. I'm a missionary.
Yeah, yeah, he's going for some missionary, bitch. In your, missionary in your ass. Ho. So, you know what I'm saying? So the girl's in the video. She's slobbing a knob,
and
doing what she do.
On video, obviously.
Friend on video looks at this. Doesn't bat an eye or shed a tear.
She just looks like,
that happening. That's going down. And proceeds to just walk by. She's like, she's looking for her charger.
Like, I know. I don't
know. He's like, yeah. She's like, her thought process is like, yeah, I think I have my charger here. There's my friend sucking dick. But I think I put it over there.
It was too much,
yeah,
bro. What else
it was so there? Much. Then the people eating butt. Well,
yeah, niggas eating ass on the beach.
I have a problem with this.
What's your problem?
That is not eating ass.
What? Eating whipped cream off the top of the ass.
Is a disrespect and a slight.
That's just licking butt cheeks.
And a slight to all ass eaters around. There is no butthole being licked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's only cheek. They're just playing around. They're playing pussyfooting around
that.
Yeah,
that's
you're
not
really, in there.
I'm
you're
not
much
an
there.
Ass eater myself.
You're not. You're not tasting the sack of nickels. licking the pennies. You know what I'm saying? Because it tastes like a sack of pennies.
I'm sure it does.
Shout out to them.
Hella copper.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Abraham Lincoln. So yeah, you know it's that, and then it's the what else? You know, cabin niggas is hitting each other with a paddle on the beach.
Not sure why you do that.
Why are you doing that? Because I thought niggas do words.
What else happened?
The Oklahoma drill with the white girl and the black girl.
She fucking ran that girl over. I saw one girl. She was jerking a nigga off and a nigga busted a nut in the sand.
In her hand.
I'm like, what the hell is this? Yeah, what else happened, bro? Did you see the nigga who's walking around butt ass naked and he basically had a micro penis?
Oh man,
the big dude,
no,
the black nigga. That was pretty sad.
Damn.
Yeah, I've never. That was odd.
That's disheartening.
I felt bad, but at the same time, I felt a lot better about myself.
I was like, yo, boy, you.
Nigga, I went to sleep like
I went in the bathroom mirror. I was like,
yeah, started swinging it like.
Look at that! Look at that hang time.
You could never. Still feeling a whole lot better about myself.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a man.
Yeah, shout out to him. Not all heroes wear capes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or clothes, because this nigga was fucking
yeah.
Funny. But,
and then the black dude that got beat by a white boy.
Oh, man, he got fucking duffed. He got snuffed. He looked like Dak.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it's something that happens when you cross that Dade County line,
that Mason Dixon line. Is that the Mason Dixon? Does the Mason Dixon go all the way across?
I don't know where it goes. I think it starts somewhere
in like
Baltimore, somewhere in Maryland.
Yeah, I know it goes to Missouri or something like that too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like that. Well, I'm talking about the Dade County line when you get to Florida and in Miami.
Oh man,
you already know some weird shit happens when you cross the Florida border.
Different, yeah. As soon as you leave Georgia.
Yeah, it's like
you know you're in for it.
The border from Georgia to Florida is like. This is your last chance,
that's
nigga.
That's where niggas need to build a wall. Yeah. Build it there.
Yeah, build it there. Trump, get on it.
If you're going to make a wall, build it. Block off Florida.
Block Florida
because
off.
That shit is fucking yes, wild. Nigga.
All niggas from Florida need passports to come to the rest of the state.
Yeah, don't fucking. We don't need.
I should be able to go up to Kodak Black and be like, give me your papers, nigga. You should be able to show me something.
This nigga should have a green card. I'm not trying to do that shit.
Motherfucker, a green and orange card for the Hurricanes. Shout out to the U.
To the U.
But nigga. Yeah, that Dade County line is just something goes crazy. It's a bitch. It's disgusting.
What else, man, so much shit was happening. I saw what was it? The one white girl who there was one she was sucking dick on the beach. The one girl she did like a you know how they do like the beer luge, I guess, and she was drinking out of the dude's butt.
Yeah.
That shit
no,
was weird.
Some white girl let some homeless dude eat her butt on the beach.
Was nasty.
Yo, it's
white,
just
Black girls was taking L's, but then the white girls came. They finished.
The white girls looked at them. The black girls like, said, "Hold my beer.
Hold this."
You know what I'm saying? I'll see you that and raise you this.
Oh my goodness!
No, it. Yo, shout out to spring break and shout out to kids going.
I'm happy
off
I wasn't there
for my entertainment because it's great. You know what I'm saying?
You never went to Miami, did you?
No.
Did you go?
No. Okay.
It wasn't really that.
I
big.
Guess I gotta go one time before I hit 30.
Yeah.
So maybe not
too wise.
Maybe next year this time in the summertime. Maybe you know what I'm saying. Cause right now I'm in the wash phase. Niggas are all about cruises now.
Facts, yeah. Niggas taking real vacations.
Niggas are about real crate. Niggas is on resorts and shit now. Yeah, we on that
all inclusive, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? We out here trying to day drink.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to drink some mimosas. Yeah, can't even say that shit. Right.
Yeah, I don't drink hard liquor anymore, baby. Except it's Jack or Hibiki. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to drink fruity drinks. Mm-hmm. I want drinks with fireworks in them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every time I take a sip, somebody puts confetti on me.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, umbrella in my shit.
Yeah. I need man. If your drink don't got decorations in it, don't talk to me, my nigga.
Need to have glitter in it. But man, what else I got on here? You know what we didn't get a chance to talk about?
What?
Because it happened like I guess the day after we recorded. Fucking DJ Envy.
Oh, that light skinned one.
This waffle colored nigga, like,
oh man.
This beige motherfucker. If you haven't seen, I'm sure everybody's seen it. And I know it just blew over because he blew it out of proportion.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything crazy. But this nigga, basically what had happened was, if you don't know, Desus and Mero, shout out to them. Basically our inspiration for even doing this whole podcast.
That ass.
But they has said that basically Envy's wife was only with him for the money. Desus had said it. But he said it very jokingly. He said that she's with him for the check, right?
So let me the context of what happened was, okay, so Desus and Mero, they have a show every weeknight, Monday through Thursday. So I guess they were reviewing, they talk about pop culture and different things of the day. So they were looking at this video DJ Envy had his wife on.
The Real,
which is like a women's talk show that is on every day.
Lonnie Love is on that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lonnie Love. Or Sherry Shepherd.
Or Sherry Shepherd.
Whoever the
no
fuck
fucking
knows.
Knows.
Loretta Devine.
They're all the same. All the same woman.
Pick a black woman with flabby arms. They're the same bitch. You know what I'm saying? So he had her on. They're talking about how he cheated on her.
Yeah.
Which is like, nigga, you cheated on her.
Yeah.
So he's like trying to explain what happened. He's like, so she basically said like, yeah, at the time, there was two people that were going on. It was Rashad and there was DJ Envy. And I didn't know DJ Envy. All I knew was Sherrod or Rashad or whatever. And then Desus said, oh, but you like them DJ Envy checks.
Yeah, you like them DJ Envy checks.
Which,
though.
Yes, you did. You because did. Those checks are kind of nice, I would assume.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody going to sit here and say Envy don't have money.
Yeah, we're not going to say that. We're just going to say he's a fuck boy. We're not going to say he's not going to have no money. So, you know, so then they go on The Breakfast Club, right? And then DJ Envy just gets real spicy out of nowhere. First of all, he starts to show off real crazy by saying he introduces them as dickhead and pussy.
Dickhead and pussy.
Which is like, my nigga,
the most childish shit I've ever
like,
heard in
whoa, my G.
Dickhead.
He said, you know how he does this shit. You know what I'm saying? DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God, we are the Breakfast Club. We have dickhead and pussy. Like, that's how he started that shit. Like, yo, you started off way high. you know, they tried to laugh it off on some cool shit, and then what does he do? Then what?
What?
And then he starts off with the, oh, you owe my wife an apology.
Oh yeah, yeah, you owe my wife an apology, and they're like, what for? And he's like, oh, you said that she was only going for the check. My wife's been with me for 15 years.
She make more money than me. Like, I'm like,
no, nigga, shut up. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke.
And then just like,
he's like, you don't bring my family into that shit. You can joke about me, but don't joke about nigga, you cheated on her. What was worse? The joke or you cheating?
Word.
Riddle me that.
If we ask your wife right now, my nigga, what would she rather happen? Deezus and Mara make jokes or you cheat on her?
She's gonna go with the jokes.
She's gonna go with the jokes
every single time. Fuck out of here,
you
nigga.
Know what I'm saying?
Niggas is weird, bro.
And then he just gets, after they say, you right, we understand, we crossed the boundary, you know what I'm saying? He keeps going on like, yo, now you trying to be tough now. Now you're trying
yeah,
to be
now
tough.
You, now, yeah, now you want to, like, who are you sticking up for, yourself or your wife?
Like, word, like, what are you doing right
what
now?
Are you trying, why are you trying to act like?
You're overcompensating. I think all that is just, like, you overcompensating for your actions.
Because now you're trying to act like you're defending her honor when you was really fucking some bitch on the side. Like, son, get out of here, nigga.
Like, you wasn't defending her honor when you was busting that other ass.
Pipe it up. You wasn't.
So, and then he leaves the show. He leaves the set, you know. Leaves them pissed. You know, they go on their show, throw some shots. Now I think tonight they're having on the girl that he cheated on his wife with on their show.
Really?
Yeah, Erica
Mena. On the Breakfast Club?
No. On Deez and Mara.
Wait, he cheated on her with Erica Mena?
Erica Mena.
Should I?
What? Wait, why should you say that?
I didn't realize it was her.
That changes the game.
Yo, shout out to DJ Envy. Like, nah, that nigga's a piece of shit.
Shout out to DJ.
That's crazy, though. I didn't realize it was her. Damn, how come niggas love passing around industry chicks? Like,
the same chick.
Wasn't she with Bow Wow?
I swear it's like, it's Lyra Galore.
Yeah.
Erica Mena.
Bernie's.
Bernie's Burgers.
Karrueche.
Karrueche, Black China.
Ugh.
It's like them Amber Rose.
Amber Rose. You couldn't say
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian because
it's like
with
the same
people.
Eight or nine bitches that go around. Like, what is wrong with you niggas?
I don't know, man. Niggas
what is wrong with y'all?
The same bitches.
The same
you. There's so many women in the world. And y'all niggas are chasing after the same
bitches.
Yes,
and these bitches ain't
that
shit.
Weird.
Ain't shit.
Unless somebody got vibranium in their pussy that I don't know about, nigga.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the hell is y'all niggas doing?
They acting like they got motherfucking French toast in there.
French toast is good.
It's pretty damn good. It's pretty great. It's pretty great. French toast is pretty good.
Ain't no French toast. Ain't no
it's not
French
there.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Ain't no French toast.
You're acting like
I
the
promise.
Pussy's made of cinnamon toast crunch.
Oh, man.
Just the milk. The milk that's left.
See, only real niggas know about that.
Man.
That was my favorite.
Would you eat butt if it tasted like the cinnamon toast crunch milk?
What? Nigga does a bear shit in the woods?
Hey. All right.
Hell yeah.
All right. It's still hope for you, my man.
Hell yeah, but it doesn't, so.
Yo, you can fix that.
But I got a daydream about it. Like,
you just get a bowl.
Just think about it.
Get a bowl of milk, you know, put it over the bowl.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Just get a little bit of cereal milk poured over there. Watch the bubbles come up.
I'm going to assume that's not good for the pH balance. But
listen, we're not. Listen, it's good for the tongue balance. You know what I'm saying? It's
the balance.
The balance. The taste bud balance.
The balance.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah, that DJ, that shit, like, it just.
Oh, man.
I never looked at him like on the. I never thought he was cool or nothing, but now that just.
Yeah, he's always been
like,
a dweeb,
man.
Like. But, you know, I felt bad for him a little bit after the whole thing when he was supposed to, like, was talking to some man on Snapchat, but it was fake. That shit was funny, and I kind of felt bad that people even tried to, just, you know, tarnish him right like that, and he did make a joke out of it. So it was funny, and he was like, yo, that wasn't me, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't me, like, oh, you're vicious, da, 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 da. He's like, that wasn't
yeah.
me. But then all of a sudden, he turned around, and he's like, acting like this. It's like, come on, nigga, like,
yeah, bro,
you know what a joke
what's
is,
what's going
bro.
On with you, my G? Like,
come
you got a lot going on. Figure yeah. it out.
I don't know. But talking about a lot going on, I think we had said it last episode. Big Sean.
Oh, shout out to Big Sean. He actually is a black man.
He actually is a 100% of African American descent.
Yes.
And, he is not at, from the Dominican. You know, we got his paperwork mixed up.
Yeah.
It's a common
mistake. We had him mixed up with Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. If just make sure you guys check your emails. Black people, I'm not talking white people, I'm not talking to you. Black people, just make sure you check your emails.
There's a
reinstatement and an apology in there on behalf of us to Big Sean, so you can read over the paperwork, check the fine print, all of that good stuff.
Exactly. Check the seal.
Yeah.
The letterhead is still the same.
Yeah.
Big Sean is still black.
Yeah.
He did not cheat on Jhené Aiko.
Yeah. Last names A through E. There's a special message in there, so make sure that you check through those thoroughly.
And F through Z, make sure you check the back.
Yeah.
You have a special redeemable code for a free box of Bojangles. Make sure you redeem that at any local bodega. And if you're in rural areas, make sure you go to the nearest Piggly Wiggly.
But yeah, please make sure you guys keep an eye out on those emails. Niggas cannot keep missing emails. We will not keep sending them out.
Listen.
Make sure
you update your email.
Yeah.
Listen.
Come on, son.
We're gonna make sure that information is out. Exactly. That Big Sean.
Y'all niggas be complaining that nobody tells you anything, it's because you don't check your email. So please check your email.
Not your Yahoo.
No.
Your black email.
Yes.
You know the one we
you
can't
know
put
what
out
we're talking
there.
About.
So check it.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Sorry. Oh, sorry, Big Sean.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jhené.
Yep. Half of Jhené.
Half, whatever, 1/18th of Jhené.
Whatever she is.
She's all types of shit.
Yeah, she's a fucking fucking casserole.
Yeah, she's a stew. That bitch is a jambalaya.
I was like, gumbo.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just a gumbo. Everything. Different shit going on in there, my nigga.
Yeah. Yo, can you imagine, like, yo, if we had, like, a black people email, that shit would be so fucking tough. That shit would be so tough. If you really didn't, I'm sorry if you thought that shit was real. But if
you thought, yo, it's gotta be, it's one white person in North Dakota.
What
like,
the fuck?
Is this a Hotmail account?
Yo, if we had a black people email set up so we can communicate and niggas just getting, like, deals through their, oh,
you know
my
how many
God.
Niggas is... be selling their mixtapes through that shit.
Through the email.
Yes.
Just fucking spamming the hell out of people.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. That would be great.
It'd just be insanity.
It would. That would be good stuff, though. It's all good stuff. Yo, but speaking of black people and emails, I don't know why I just popped into my head. Did you know if Joe Biden ran for president in 2020, Barack could technically run as the vice president?
Yeah.
Yeah. That needs to happen.
Yeah,
because
I'm getting tired of this nigga, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm
like, it's I'm been tired.
I'm fed up. Like,
bro, we really got to deal with this nigga another.
I don't think he's gonna make it though. I mean, at this point, it was looking a little strong for them to get a case to get him out of there, but now it's looking
he's gonna stick.
Might.
He's gonna stick the whole four, bro.
This is bad.
He's going to stick this the whole 4 years.
I'm not saying something needs to happen to him, but
listen,
man.
Listen.
Yeah, my FBI agent might be listening. Yeah, yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
my FBI agent.
Shout out to you. Shout out to
real nigga.
Shout out to you, Williams.
Yeah.
Williams and Douglas. We know who you are.
We know you, nigga.
Yeah.
You're not slick.
We know you follow us, bitch.
Yeah. Trade with someone else.
Make sure you rate us 5 stars on iTunes, nigga.
Dick. Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else I had on the menu?
What else?
Yeah. There was a couple other things I wanted to talk about if my phone will unlock. Oh, you know what it is? The Walk It, Talk It video with Drake and Migos. That shit. If you haven't looked at that,
check
that out.
Yeah, that was fire,
bro. Niggas did like a kind of like the 70s
Soul Train
type thing. They had Jamie Foxx and that shit.
Yeah.
Super lit. Now, I mean, Offset actually started dancing a little bit. I knew he was going to start dancing eventually. Because if you ain't never seen the video when Offset was little or younger, he was dancing in like a chair, nigga, pop locking and shit.
Yes!
He started pop locking in the video. Yeah. And shit was tough, bro.
He tried to figure like he didn't know how. He really wanted to freak it.
He was acting like he didn't want to break it down, but he really like. Drake was in there fucking wilding with the
doing
shake.
Michael Jackson
with the
dancing.
Shake and go wig, bro.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
That video was dope.
Fire. It's about time people started putting more thought in the
video. Shout out to Jamie Foxx, man.
He does everything.
He does everything. Like, he's around. Yeah. Like, for real.
Yeah, he was never irrelevant.
Yeah, like.
He hasn't been. He was never since day one.
I feel like he doesn't get enough respect, though.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
That nigga's a genius. You ever seen the interview of him with Ebro when he was describing the opening scene for the Mike Tyson movie?
No.
Watch that. And yo, you will see how much I will of a say, genius yo, that nigga is.
He. Jimmy Fox tells the greatest
he does
stories.
He does. Bro.
I don't understand. For days. He needs to
four
have
days.
I don't know if the Foxhole Radio is he still doing that satellite radio thing. But he's one person.
Yeah, he needs to just him telling stories.
He needs a podcast. And I would listen faithfully.
Son, he was telling he had one story about how Ed Sheeran was sleeping on his couch.
Yeah, I remember that
one. What was it? He had a couple. He had stories with Drake. He had stories with everyone. Like,
yeah, he just has wild stories, bro. Do you have? You ever listen to the? No. Do you have like a one celebrity like you wish had like a podcast so you could listen?
If I one celebrity, I don't know. Maybe like I would like to hear Kendrick talk more.
Yeah,
that would be dope. I mean, because he just does interviews, but he don't be talking like how he talks around like people, like like around his friends. Like, it's always an interview. Right. It's always like real professional. So that would be cool to hear like him do like a podcast and you just talk like how he just talk to his friends. That'd be dope.
That would that'd be cool. Trying to think, who would I want to hear talk every day
other than Jamie Foxx?
Once a week, yeah. Other than Jamie Foxx,
that's easy. Like.
I think I want to hear see what a Dave Chappelle podcast was like.
That would be hilarious.
I think I'd be that'd interested be in that.
You know what else would be funny? Drake.
Drake?
That would be entertaining.
Talking
That would be pretty
That would be interesting, man.
It would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I can't even lie. I'm not a Drake hater, but I'm not a Drake stan.
No.
So like
JK is purely for the jokes, man.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know who would be good? Yeah. I'd like to hear like old members of the like Wu-Tang Clan.
I know them niggas got stories. Just hear them talk about ODB. Like
or a Method Man and Red Man podcast.
That would be fire. That'd be fire.
Yes, but I feel like all these niggas have probably been on Drink Champs one time.
What?
I think Noriega is Noriega's pod. Yeah. I gotta start listening to that more, but
Yeah, I didn't know yet. I knew about it, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah.
I had to check that out.
Jamie Foxx, like...
He really that nigga, man.
He's really that nigga. Like, he's funny. He's
and he can act. He can sing.
Yeah, he can sing his motherfucking ass off, bro.
Have you ever seen his stand-up special when he did the Brady Bunch joint?
Yes. Woo! And then when he does the, fuck you,
He's really real.
I'm like, all right, Jamie can.
But he was better when he's playing around than when he's serious. He's one of
He
sings better when he's
playing around. He be going in.
He's always like that on the show. Like when he was playing around on the show, he sounded a lot better than when he actually started his music career. He's just one of them niggas. But shout out to Jamie Foxx. I'm gonna have him on the podcast one day.
Word.
Speaking
it into existence.
Oh man. But let me see what else I got on the menu. Damn, my phone keep blocking.
What?
Oh man, this shit. Okay, so the whole sex doll thing, right?
Yo, you just told before we started recording.
I mean, Jesus niggas Christ, fucking sex bro. Dolls and shit. So I don't know how true the story is. It could be fake. It more than likely it is. But apparently, three men ran a train on a sex doll and got AIDS. I don't know how fuck. That just means one of them niggas had AIDS.
They did.
And they were not using a condom.
The one that did have AIDS, they need to hang that nigga from the highest building.
Oh, man, chop him up.
Chop that nigga up.
What?
And put that nigga into sushi.
Oh, man. Like, first of all, who runs a train on a sex doll? Like.
Yeah.
I don't.
Look at this. That's like holding hands and jerking off.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, yo, I done fucked this piece of plastic. You next.
Or just like.
Without cleaning or anything.
Like, just beating their dick and then just like, they just tag in the next man and you just beat your dick in the same exact spot.
It's like, you jerk off on his toe, then you jerk off on the next guy's toe, And everybody gets
what
a little.
What are you doing?
Everybody gets a little nut on the foot.
I really pray that's not real, but niggas out here walking around with that Magic Johnson. And niggas out here walking around with that Magic Johnson. No pun intended.
They in there with that Straight out of Compton.
With that Eazy-E. Son, that shit is wild. There was a meme going around with that. With Eazy-E.
Yeah.
When you come back from Miami. It was like, niggas in the house.
Cry.
Son. Oh, man, that shit was scary. When a nigga came in the studio and he was falling over the piano
man.
I'm like, holy shit.
That shit was,
Oh, man, whenever I felt sick or dizzy, I was like, son.
This could be it.
This nigga's done caught a nigga. I done fucked around and caught the hive.
The hive.
The hive. That shit is no joke,
caught
bro.
The hive.
I was like, oh, my God. That shit was scary. But nah, apparently niggas ran a train on a fucking on a sex doll.
Why? Like
AIDS?
Who
I don't
who paid for it?
I don't know.
Who sat around his day like, yo, all right, whose credit card information is this gonna go on?
That's what I'm saying. Or did he hit up the group chat like, y'all ain't gonna believe what I got? And they came over.
Yo, bet what I have.
And niggas just fucking.
He sent out the sex doll bat signal.
Yeah,
and they all like, what's wrong with y'all?
Man, I really hope that story isn't true. I feel like it isn't because it was on Twitter, since a lot of shit on there has been fake lately. But I don't know, man. That shit was wild. Niggas out here running trains on sex dolls. And I'm pretty sure even if it isn't true, I'm sure niggas are still doing it. Because, you know.
But to run it, like,
Niggas is weird, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? You can solve a lot of problems with two questions, like two statements. Niggas suck. Niggas are trash. Like, niggas are, like, bad. Like, niggas are shitty people.
Yeah.
And niggas are weird. That'll answer
90% of the time.
When you go, what the fuck? Or why the fuck would they do? Niggas are weird. Or niggas are garbage.
Niggas gonna be thinking before they do anything.
At all, bro.
Anything.
At all,
like,
son.
Yo, what the fuck?
At all.
I don't, listen, man. Men ain't shit. I'm sorry.
you're making it hard for us, man. I'm trying.
I can't even defend
it
anymore.
I go to war for us every week.
I can't even defend it anymore,
every
man.
Day.
I'm tired.
I'm out there on the battlefield for my gender.
I am tired.
And you, the truth is I'm tired.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? That's us looking at all these fuck niggas out here.
Yeah, man. Help us help you out,
help,
my
nigga. Help.
Damn.
Niggas ain't shit, man.
Damn.
It's hard out here for a pimp. Oh, man. But speaking of niggas ain't being shit, you see how young Bryson Cabbage apparently isn't gay anymore? I'm not gay no more.
Yo, shout out to Rice and Cabbage Bowl.
Apparently, allegedly, I saw. You know what's funny? I saw him tweet about this.
Hold up. First of all,
post it.
So if y'all don't know who the Rice and Cabbage Boy is, I know if you remember Vine or you remember Instagram, like, it's still not around.
Yeah,
but remember Vine? You know, it was this gay bull. He was singing a song in high school. It looked like he was in high school.
Like he was in like an SRE type period.
I'm a bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
And I eat my rice and cabbage.
And he's just like, oh my God, stop.
Yeah. So he turned that into a career. He turned that into a song. He turned that into merch and clothes. That nigga, I don't know. I found his Twitter one day.
He honestly played his cards right.
Yeah.
He did well.
And he raps about having a pussy even though he doesn't, and you know,
rather really
like he's
saying,
a woman.
He was saying pussy, not even pussy. Pussy.
Not boy pussy.
He was
pussy.
Saying pussy.
Vagina.
Yeah, that was weird.
He's saying he had a birth canal and not a poop canal. That's crazy. But you know.
Man.
Sheesh. But whatever. It's 2018.
Do what
you
want to
do. So, you know, he was... Listen, I'm not no judgment of gay character, but he was on the high spectrum of gay activity.
Yeah,
whenever he came across,
it wasn't even close. It wasn't even almost like, yo, he might be straight.
Yeah,
no.
It was new.
No, it was never that
debate.
Close. Yeah, it was
when he came across my time, I'm like, that is a homosexual.
That is a gay man.
So apparently, today, in the year of our Lord 2018. On March the 19th, 20th.
I guess you could say the 20th.
Yeah, I'd say the 20th now. Yeah. 320.
320.
I see a picture of him and a woman not kissing. Shopping together.
Kissing.
Not doing each other's nails. Ugh. But kissing.
Kith. Now kith.
Kissing.
Right on the lip.
Hugging.
I'm like.
Loving.
But it's funny. I'm telling you, bro. I saw him say it before. I don't know if it was on Instagram or Snapchat. I don't know how I stumbled upon it. But I saw him say that he was no longer gay. But I didn't know you can just call that shot. I didn't know you can just.
I like how these niggas. The I like how these niggas treat gayness like the cold. Like I don't like got. How, I don't got that no more. I'm pure.
I like how these girls are actually willing to fuck these niggas.
Oh, you seen?
You know?
You saw?
You knew?
You saw this nigga twerking and rapping about how he has a pussy.
And unfortunately, it is a double standard because girls, you know, niggas will fuck a girl who used to be a lesbian.
Oh yeah,
that ain't nothing.
Shit, I was stuck. You know how many dykes I looked at and it was like, yo, man.
Oh man, you like daylight trying to holler at young ma?
She's not one of those. Man. She's not one of the ones that you can tell is fine though. Yeah, like, yeah, it's a couple like, yo, if I get you out that sports bra, bro.
If I get you out that if I get you out that St. Louis Cardinals jersey, my nigga.
if I get you out that denim jacket.
Oh my
god. Oh man. I take them if I pull them True Religions down,
it's some
good pussy under them True Religions and them Tommy Hilfiger boxes, I promise you.
Oh man. Mike, don't go into the rape culture.
No, I'm just saying. If I were consensually, hypothetically, if I were to get you out of those True Religions Gucci belt and Tommy Hilfiger jeans, there would be some good pussy under
there.
And
that dude rag on your head.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure you'd be a fine looking young woman.
I'm pretty sure I'd find some gushy gushy.
I'm pretty sure I can make that reception.
I'm pretty sure I can find that wet. I'm
pretty sure I can double in that.
Yeah.
Man, that is fucking terrible.
Like, this is a natural strap-on, baby. This thing comes attached.
I saw somebody, shout out to the homie. I saw her. She said when she come over to your house with the book bag, and it was book bag in, like, quotation marks. Because that's what they keep the strap in.
They keep it right next to their chemistry homework.
With a book bag? Oh, man, imagine that. That is such a burden.
You had to come with burden. Equipment to
see. Yeah, you had to come like
that's
you're setting
I know,
up to
that's
DJ.
How I know when you people say they gay, like that's what they are. Like
yeah.
It's so much extra burden. Like
yeah, nigga, come on, son. Like in high school, like, yeah, people used to be
let's
fake
talk,
gay.
Let's talk.
But
like,
now,
I don't want to. Nah. Like yo, you're like say you're a gay man. Mm-hmm. You had to take a dick in your ass.
You had to go out of your way. You and even if you're not taking it, you got to put it in.
You got to put it in there.
Yeah.
And
ain't
then
no way,
you got
to no faking that funk.
You know
money.
How much prep work them niggas got to do?
Ugh.
As far as like keeping the butt clean?
A butt naturally stinks.
You had let's to make a, you had to make a naturally stinky hole pleasurable enough and appetizing enough for sex. And that's your only option.
You only got one of two.
One way in, no way out, my nigga. It's like a death cage match in SmackDown. Only one way in, no way. Hell in a cell. nigga, two dicks enter, one dick leaves, my nigga. So. Then when they say they gay, like, bro, I believe you, my nigga, because it's a lot of work.
What?
Gay women, like, yo.
You got it.
You have to have a toolkit.
A tool.
Like,
yeah.
Like your Hank Hill.
You bring a bag.
Yeah, you got to have
unless
a.
You walk around
you
with
to
that
bring
on.
A, you have to bring a Bob the Builder chemistry tool set to have sex every time.
You got to build a fucking Fortnite fucking.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
You have to have a Fortnite. You have to Minecraft. Into some sex.
Ting, ting, ting,
ting. Yeah.
You gotta nail that bitch on.
You gotta whittle. You gotta carve a penis out of the air.
Man, speaking of Fortnite, I am heavily addicted
yo,
to that shit,
yo.
Bro.
Shout outs to Fortnite,
meme.
Bro.
I don't even know who made it. I couldn't even
shout
tell
out
you.
To the young. Yo.
Man, yeah. Shout out to the millennials.
Shout out to the born after 2000 ass niggas.
Yeah, for actually coming up with something good.
You know what I'm saying? I was so washed. I was like, because I knew Fortnite was a thing, and I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because at first I thought it was just Xbox.
I thought it was just ass.
So I was like, you know, you know. So I'm like, Fortnite, whatever. And I'm not going to lie. What kind of got me into it, I'm ashamed to almost say it, is when Drake and them niggas was all playing it. I was like, this must be something.
Yeah, Drake and Travis Scott played it. They broke a world record. Shout out to Corey. He actually told me that.
So I was watching. So I'm like, let me try this. I found out it's on PlayStation 2. I downloaded it. You know, I'm playing it, and I'm just getting murked every time I start a game.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Body bag.
Body bag. It's hard, dead. It's
that
not.
Shit's not easy.
So I'm so I've hit a new low of my washness.
Yeah.
Because the one constant in my life, as much as I've changed in my life, the one constant has been video beating my dick.
Yeah.
In video games,
the only
porn
two
and video games.
Yeah.
It's been the only two constants in my life, and I have found myself. Slipping in the prowess of video games.
Yeah,
and
man,
it's so
back.
Much so.
Bring it back, man.
Yo, man, I called my little brother. He's like, I want to say 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's about 6th, 7th grade. He's in middle school right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, right at that Fortnite demographic
age. Yeah, that's it.
This is what we're targeting.
I'd say it's probably like between 5th and probably 12th grade.
Yeah, from
it
middle
goes
school,
all the way up
middle
school
to high
school.
School. Right there.
It's an epidemic, and it's sweeping like the school.
It's about, it's from middle school to when you get your license.
Yeah, because my brother loves that shit.
Yeah, you know
so
what I'm saying?
So he does.
Yeah. So I had to call my little brother up, and I get him to come over to teach me how to play Fortnite.
Amazing.
And I've gotten much better.
Look at your bonding.
Yeah, bonding. It's lit. You know what I'm saying? He showed me how to get some loot. He showed me how to snipe niggas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're out here. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's on the phone. I'm on the waiting list to get on that. Mm-hmm. To get it on iOS. It's lit. I'm addicted. But, you know, as I've been, like, in our friend group, me and Elsie's friend group, everybody else has an Xbox. And I'm the only one
getting
with
the loot, baby.
And I'm the only one with PS4.
Yeah, but soon come on the Xbox.
But
one.
Soon come, I'm bringing my talents. Yep. I'm bringing my talents to Microsoft for a little while. And I got
it's lit,
man. It's gonna be lit now. You know what I'm saying? We're playing online Fortnite. You want to add me on Xbox? Mike Low Key like my Twitter.
Oh yeah, and mine is okay. So mine is O O E L L Z Y O O. So like the letter O.
Yeah.
So two O's, E-L-L-Z-Y, two O's.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I made it when I was like 12. Don't fucking judge me, nigga.
Bro, yeah. You
I tried to change my shit the other day. You know that shit's $10?
What?
To change your gamer tag?
Well, at least
I said, fuck
shit,
that.
Shit, they don't even let you do that on PlayStation. I've been stuck with that same shit I had since I was in fucking eighth grade, my nigga.
They
like,
really don't, like, you don't even have the option to change
You
it?
Don't have the option.
That's
you
dumb.
Can't even pay. You don't have the option.
That is corny.
Nigga.
I might change my shit, but I don't know, man. $10 is steep.
Yeah, for
real. Nobody can spend $10 on?
What the fuck?
Chick-fil-A, nigga.
Like, yeah.
That's $10
that
right
wins
there.
Right there.
Fuck out of there.
That wins
yep,
all day.
It.
But,
man.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, shout out to Xbox. Man.
Shout out to Xbox. You know, it took me like 30 hours to download Fortnite.
It's a lot of space.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, but you know, I'm going to be ready to rock out.
Yeah, man.
Drop in on niggas.
Yeah, pull up.
You know what
I'm
saying? Xbox, you add me on. Add me at Mike Low Key.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? PlayStation, DMW93. Like D as in dang-a-lang-a-lang. M as in
mang-a-lang-a-lang.
Mang-a-lang-a-lang. And W as in wang-a-wang-a-wang. 93. DMW93. Oh
man, the last thing I had on this menu.
What's up?
It was just Miley Cyrus's dumbass. That was it.
Oh man, fuck that one.
Fuck that bitch, man. She trying to come back over to the dark side,
man.
You know what I'm saying? That country shit ain't working out, so she's trying to come back.
Yeah, you know, it's a video of her and her
fuck that bitch, man.
And
I don't
it's her like in a Saint it's like a mix of Saint Patrick's gear meets what white people perceive
like
as
a onesie or something.
Hip hop gear, you
know
her
I don't
onesie.
Know what the hell she's, wearing.
She's dancing to like the Offset, Metro Boomin,
yeah,
Ric Flair drip.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying. But we already know what the jig is up.
We know what it is.
Like
man.
She came out her
you
face.
Know what it is.
Yeah, man. She came out talking about she was all new and sanctified, talking about
how rap music didn't identify to her anymore.
Yeah,
blah 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 blah. Blah.
No. Then that country album did Aluminum Foil.
Yep, fucking. That shit did plastic cup.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's feeling that bullshit no more. Mm-hmm. And now she want to come over to and fuck with the niggas again, bitch. We not buying it at all.
And they got nerd. Before that even happened, she tweeted something. It was like a picture of her, and she was like, "I'm back, bitches," or something like that.
Yeah, like no, you're not.
No, you're not.
No.
No.
We don't fuck with
you. We get
it.
We
like
know
that.
What you're up to.
We know. We The jig is up, shorty.
Been up.
We know what you're about, my fuck guy.
Out of here. Unless you're putting out the Party in the USA remix, you can fuck out of my face.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't, I ain't trying to hear shit you got to say, my nigga. I don't care, bro. I don't care. Like, fuck her. Fuck her. Yeah. Everybody trying to steal from us. Everybody want to be a nigga.
Facts. Everybody wants some of the vibranium, my nigga.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, shout out to Paul Mooney. Everybody wants to be a nigga.
So it's time
to be a nigga, my nigga.
To be a fucking nigga.
So, you know, that's it. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But,
oh, man.
That's it, ain't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Because this Hibiki is getting the best of me.
It's getting to me, baby.
Oh,
it's
man.
Making
it's
me feel things.
It's starting to touch my body.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, man. Ooh.
This
shit is good.
Yo, shout out to this 2-mic setup, man. I really
like
it.
I like it. I like it. And this eventually we're going to get another one.
Yeah, man.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
So.
This is dope.
Out,
I like
shout
this.
Shout out to us. You hear the growth.
Yeah, it's growth. You know what I'm saying? You know what that is?
It's growth, right?
Growth. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Shout out to Insecure.
I want you to feel it. Feel
we're out here doing growth. Things, man. We got 2 mics, man.
Feel all that growth in your
feel all that growth, baby.
Feel that
bet that dick around.
All that girth in your
head. It's girthy.
Yeah.
It's wide. It's thick. Grab your hand. You need 2 hands for this one, baby. You need 2 hands.
Stretch it out.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh,
but
shit.
This has been another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
You already know.
More guests coming soon.
Yes.
Actually, no, fuck that. We're not even gonna get them on the phone. We're gonna get these niggas to come in because it just sounds better that way.
It does.
So that's gonna happen. And know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mike, you have any last words? Yeah. Anything else?
All I want to say is, you know what I'm saying, Not That Serious, we're still looking for theme music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know, like, all right, I'm gonna keep it real with you, beat makers. Mm-hmm. I know how niggas, how your struggle is for when niggas ask y'all to give them beats for free.
But,
we're different.
Yep.
Give us beats for free.
Yeah, nigga, the jig is up, my nigga.
Yeah, jig is up. Yo, hook us up, man.
Put your hands in the sky.
We'll shout you out, bro. We'll give you credit, man. Right. We looking for theme music, man.
It's all about networking.
Shout out
baby.
To us, man. Oh, yeah. Shout out. What did I say? Shout out to us. But yeah.
Shout out to us.
Yeah, man. Shout out to us. Fuck it. Yeah, tired of being humble.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, so just try. We're still looking for theme music. Try to hook us up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the other podcasts out there in New Jersey holding it down.
Shout out Boxtown Radio. Shout out He Said, She Said.
Yeah.
Shout out who else is out there? Fucking Yon Blaze, House of Blaze.
Shout
so
out
so many people, bro. Shout out Taliban.
Taliban, the After Hours Pod.
After Hours, yeah.
Shout out to Do Not Disturb.
Mm-hmm. So many.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of y'all.
That's the thing. Now, I mean, so Jersey support Jersey.
Word.
We not out here to step on people's toes. We're out here to make everybody better, and
word.
We actually want to uplift.
Excellent.
We don't want to hold anybody down.
That's what we all about over
if
here.
We all if we make it, we all make it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? They're Not That Serious, the podcast.
Episode 17.
17, you know what I'm saying?
Man, niggas is still going. When we get to episode, what, 50 or either 100?
Oh,
going
man.
Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Going crazy.
I'm going to release some sacred.
We have some shit that y'all, that we promised that were never going to get aired.
We're gonna
have to do it.
50 or 100, yo.
We're gonna do that shit, bro.
It's crazy because we're already at 17 already. Like, it feels like yesterday we just started this shit.
And we're about to be at 17 and a half soon.
Yeah, 17 and a half
lit,
coming
man.
Soon. So, you know,
yeah.
That's what it is. Shout out to us. Shout out to the pod.
Shout out
to y'all for
shout
listening.
Out to you.
Shout out to everybody that's been fucking with us and listening to us, giving us feedback. telling us how what they feel about the pod, giving us words of encouragement. Shout out to y'all for real. We really appreciate y'all. We're really happy that this is taking off the way it is. Thank you. And remember, like, y'all, just tell a friend to tell a friend, man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to grow. That's how we're going to get better. You know what I'm saying? We're learning more every day. We're trying to be better. We're honing the craft. You know what I'm saying? We just really appreciate y'all for showing love. So, with that being said, not that serious. Mm-hmm. You follow us everywhere at Not That Serious Pod on IG. At NTS Pod on Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, SoundCloud.
Yep.
Listen, rate us 5 stars, subscribe, write a review. Please write a review. I know it seems like a lot. I gotta put my thumb twice and make words. But write a review.
Just do it.
Listen, it don't gotta be much. It just gotta say LeBron uses HGH, which he does. Just write a review.
Which he does.
You know what I'm saying? OJ did it, which he did.
Oh my God. By the way, he's very guilty. But that's another.
You know what I'm saying? He's super guilty.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just write a review. Thanks for listening, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for showing love. We will catch you next time.
On the motherfucking flip side.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Left to say to you, don't act like I ain't paying my dues. Yeah. I'm picking up the pace. Yeah. It's all about the chase. Yeah. You could try to fake the moves, but that'd be a way to lose. Yeah. Just another phase. There's someone for your place. Yeah. Man, for real, that's just how I feel. Everything is honest when a nigga know what's real. See, I can make a song about the shit that really kills. But you will shut it down cause you hate to know my skill. I'll put you in the headlock for like 3 shots. 4, 1, 5, 6, 7. Heavily on military guns. It's non-stop for you niggas, please carry on. It's for fuck y'all.